Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I know that everyone out there is getting all of their food ready, starting to prepare their turkeys, buying last minute things that they forgot at the store. And so I know everyone is happy about having a couple of days off as well. And hopefully you are going to have some time off to spend with family and friends. And so let's go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, we love you on today. May you provide safe travels for all those that are traveling. May we be able to be safe on this holiday season. May we love each other, have a heart of gratitude towards one another, be thankful for the family and friends that we do have. May we show love and kindness during this season and every day, Lord. And may you bless our hearts, Lord, and help us to have a heart of love, agape love, that unconditional love one towards another as you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we talked a couple of days about gratitude and being thankful, and now we want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness, the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. It's a pardon, an exoneration, a remission. It is showing mercy. And so, there's a lot of things that have happened to every one of us. I was going to say many of us, but you know what? If you've been alive any length of time, there has been some things that have happened to you that have hurt you. And so that we acknowledge, but also we need to forgive. We need to forgive. I've been reading this book. It's called, and I have it here, it's called Overcoming Rejection by Frank Hammond. And it's Spiritual Warfare. It's a series, and this is volume 2. And it talks about forgiveness. And he says on page 29 that forgiveness is a manifestation of love. And I really am drawn to that because forgiveness is a manifestation of love. God forgave us by sending his son to die for us. We ought to forgive one another. It is showing love to forgive. We ought not to render evil for evil like we discussed yesterday. You don't do that. You don't render evil for evil. You overcome evil with good. Let us go to Mark. Mark chapter 11. And at the end of verse 22, it's a little bit of reading, but at the end of verse 22, it says, have faith in God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Verse 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. Verse 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass. Forgiveness is a key and very important and critical thing to success in this life and the life to come. God is saying here, if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses which is in heaven. It's a command to forgive. It's not an option. And forgiveness doesn't hinge on somebody coming to you to apologize. It is letting it go. Like the book says, it's a manifestation of love. You love the person in spite of. That's that agape love, that unconditional love. This is husband to wife, wife to husband, father to son, and so on, mother to daughter, daughter to mother, and so on, friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor. You don't harbor things. We are to show compassion and grace. the grace that God has shown us, we show that same grace. And what is grace? Grace is not being justifiably punished for something that we did do. We receive grace from God, and if someone has wronged us, justifiably, we can be angry, we can be upset, we are hurt, it cut us deep to the core, but we forgive and let it go. Because if you don't forgive, you hold that person captive to a relationship with you that neither of you want. And you live in torment because you are tormented by your thoughts constantly of unforgiveness. Constantly replaying in your mind a movie of how they hurt you, what they did, why they did it. And then you're bringing up the third time that they hurt you, or it was 3 years ago, and then they did it again last week. And you're playing this movie over and over again in your mind, and it keeps unforgiveness fresh. And we don't want to do that, because if we don't forgive, we shall not be forgiven. Let's go over to Psalms 86. Psalms 86 and 5. Psalms 86 and 5. It says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." So God stands in a position, a readiness to forgive. He's right there, ready to forgive. When a person repents, turns from their ways unto God and calls upon the name of the Lord, God is ready to forgive at all times, which we should have that. We should have a posture of forgiveness. We are ready. We are set to forgive. We are in a suitable state to forgive. We're not thinking about harboring hate for somebody. We're not constantly keeping hate and unforgiveness fresh. We're not now becoming in a position where we just don't trust anybody. Everyone lies. Everyone is out to get me. You know, no one is honest. You know, I can't love anyone because, you know, people have done me wrong. You know, all of these things just set up demonic strongholds, where we are now imprisoned or in bondage by unforgiveness. The Bible talks about a root of bitterness springing up in you. And by that, many are defiled. Their spirits are defiled because you won't let go. You have to let go. We have to forgive. It is freedom. There is freedom in forgiveness. We want to forgive. We don't want to harbor anything. We don't want to hold anything. So during this season, when you see family and, you know, maybe the last time you saw them, it was some sort of like tension or something they said kind of hurt you or bothered you or stirred up an old wound or scratched up an old scar. Forgive. Let it go. Choose to forgive. Don't let the enemy rob you of loving and being loved and walking in light and newness of life that Christ has given us. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless you. May you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.